bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name, O Lord. For you are God and you are God forevermore. Lord, we honor you. We bless you, O Lord, for your mercy and for your grace over our life. Lord, we honor you. Thank you, Father. We honor you, Lord. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We bow before you. We lift up our hands and we say glory to your name, Lord. We worship you. Oh, Father, if not for your mercy, if not for your love and for your grace, where will we be today? Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. But for your grace and your mercy, O Lord, we honor you. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 14th of January, 2026. I want you to bless the Lord for yet another beautiful day. I want you to honor him for his mercy. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day as you go today that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I go from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day and I declare that the favor of the Lord is my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, oh, my heritage is blessed. My portion this day is blessing. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over my life today. In the name of Jesus, I arise and I cancel every appearances of evil in my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, no weapon that is formed against me this day will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, oh, I condemn them. Every weapon of the enemy, every weapon of the wicked that is programmed into this day, you will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the enterprise of the wicked is frustrated over me in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord bless me this day. The countenance of the Lord is lifted on me. Oh, the Lord is gracious unto me. The Lord is my help. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my covering in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is my portion this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I will not operate in the darkness of this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord paralyze every strong hand that is holding back my testimonies. In the name of Jesus, oh, today by the word of the Lord, I overcome every strategy of the darkness, every strategy of delay and denial of my blessings today. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the Lord make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the favor of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the grace of God is upon me. Today, I destroy every spirit of containment over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the blessings of the Lord is my portion. I possess the gate of blessing of this day. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my day, you align with the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, this day, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, anywhere my name is called, anywhere my file appear, anywhere anything that pertains to me is being discussed, the mercy of the Lord speak for me in the name of Jesus. Oh, the favor of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. For I am the beloved of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am preserved by his blood in the name of Jesus. For he has said in his word, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will lift me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. Oh, I am lifted. I am protected by the blood of Jesus. I declare today that I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. I declare my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, this morning, I want us to intercede for one of our beloved brethren. I want us to lift up your voice and speak concerning her. Ask for the mercy of the Lord. We prayed for her yesterday and we are still going to pray today until we receive testimony concerning the procedure. I want you to pray that in the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord will be upon her in the name of Jesus. Oh, let your mercy be upon her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you will take control of that procedure in the name of Jesus. As she goes into the theater, that the blood of Jesus will cover every single instrument that will be used during the procedure in the name of Jesus. We come against every form of error, every appearance of error. We come against them in the name of Jesus. Oh, we declare you are secured by the blood of Jesus. As you go in alive, you come in alive perfect in the name of Jesus. Nothing broken in the name of Jesus. No mistake, no error. In the name of Jesus, we declare that your life is preserved by the blood of Jesus. Your bones are preserved by the blood of Jesus. Every single hand that will walk on you, every single hand that will touch you, their hand is trained and taught of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we declare the mercy of the Lord upon you, the grace of the Lord upon your life. You are coming out with testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Beloved, I said it yesterday. Remember Nigeria in your prayer because of our time. Father, we ask, let your mercy speak over this nation in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me remind you as well of our program that is coming up tomorrow by the grace of God. Tomorrow, the 15th of January 2026. We are starting the program by 12 noon. It's an hour prayer time before the Lord. We are going to come and pray for ourselves. We are going to intercede for others. We are going to pray concerning ourselves, especially as we go in the journey of 2026. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God at the same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, behind Tafo Arena, along Songuele Yeli Road, Ibadan. The Lord bless you as you prepare to be part of this program in the name of Jesus. You can join us online as well. By the grace of God, we are going to be live as well as we go through the program. You can join us. The Lord bless you. Remember, the program is going to start by 12 noon tomorrow by the grace of God. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I told you yesterday by the grace of God that we are going to continue on what we started yesterday, and that is go forward a charge of faith. I did like the introduction for you yesterday and spoke about what the word go forward means, that it's in a different dimension for every one of us. It's a charge to pray. It's a charge of faith. It's a charge of movement. It's a charge of advancement. It's a charge to move into a deeper relationship. It's a charge to seek for deep revelation. That is the word go forward. So it is you that by the grace of God and by the leading of the Holy Spirit that you will know what this word go forward, what charge is it giving to you, what dimension is the word coming to you for this season. We are still going on the word a charge of faith. Yesterday we read from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Yesterday, we read as well from the book of Hebrew. We read Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This morning, we are staying on both the scripture verse, but most importantly, the first one, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I want you to hold something this morning as you go. That faith is beyond a feeling. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is a practice of absolute trust in every single word of God to you. Faith is seeing in the direction of God. Faith is seeing the fulfillment of your life in the spoken word of the Lord unto you. Either it is released unto you by the Holy Spirit, either you have found it in the scripture, or the Lord has led this minister to you to speak the word of the Lord unto you. So I say it again, that faith is beyond a feeling. It is not something that you feel. It's an absolute trust, a continuous practice of absolute trust in every single word of the Lord, understanding that God is not a man that he will lie. When you are able to cross that particular line, that every single word of the Lord, he cannot lie about it, and for you to see that your spirit, your soul, your life is absolutely depending on the word of the Lord, but that is when your life begins to go in the direction of faith. If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 14 verse 28 to 31, you will see the record of Peter's trust and Peter's step of faith at that place. Peter believed in the word of Jesus that was spoken to him. Now, listen to me. If you read that Matthew chapter 14 verse 28 to verse 31, you will understand that faith is beyond feeling. Faith is beyond emotion. Faith is beyond what you see by sight, because your walk as a child of God is by faith and not by sight. It is not by what you feel. It is not by what you are seeing. It is not a matter of fact and figure. It is a subject of trust to the word of God unto you at that particular time. Peter answered and said, I'm reading from verse 28. You can go up so that you understand the whole story very well. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you. I'm reading from New King James Version. On the water. So he said, now this is Jesus, verse 29, replying Peter, giving him answer to his word. So he said, come. That is the word of the Lord unto Peter. Come. And Peter had come down out of the boat, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He came down from the boat and he began to walk on the water to go to Jesus, because at that moment his faith is in the word of the Lord, absolute trust in the word of the Lord, walking against the fact of life, walking in the opposite of what we call reality. Of course, it's what you see. It is not a denier of what you are looking at, but it's a life of absolute trust of what God is saying unto you. Understand that absolute trust in the word of God, and not in your own reason, and not in the facts, and not in the figures that is before you. By the grace of God, I studied statistics and a little bit of mathematics, so I understand what it means when you say facts and figures. So it is not a subject of fact and figure that is before you. The fact that was in front of Peter was a staggering wave, storm that is blowing right in front of him, about to destroy, to capsize their boat. But the word from the Lord Jesus to him is to come, walk on the storm, and come and meet me. I already told you this sometimes ago. God does not work in the equation of men. Your trust in him needs no condition. It has to be absolute, no variable, just absolute and complete trust in his word to you. Absolute trust in his word to you. When Peter began to sink, the Lord turned to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? Despite the fact that I told you, come, and you have stepped on the water and you begin to walk to me, why did you doubt? Yes, I know that you are a doctor. Yes, I know you are a professional in your field. Yet, he's telling you, launch into the deep. Yes, I know the facts and the figures that is before you. It means that, oh, inflation is going to be too much. This January is going to be summer. February is going to be worse. It's not going to be a better one. And March is going to be even worse of it. Yes, that is what the fact and figure is telling you. But what is the scripture? What is the Lord telling you about your days? He has spoken his word of blessing unto you. He has said concerning you that there will be food on your table and there will be bread in your house. He has said concerning you that it will not be said of you that there is no bread in the house of bread. The Lord has said to you, launch into the deep. All he wants from you, the response, the answer, that the Lord is expecting from you is just for you to say, Lord, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. By the grace of God, I'm going to stop here because of time and space. And I'm trusting that by the grace of God, we are still going to continue in the days to come and probably tomorrow by the grace of the Lord. Let me leave you with this word of God. Remember that our anchor text for today is in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, beloved, if you only believe what you see, you will never walk in the promises of God for you. And you may never see the fulfillment of your promises. The scripture says, we walk by faith and not by sight. The Lord bless his word in your heart in the name of Jesus. Remember, go forward, a charge of faith. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. He has commanded me to do every morning to put his blessing upon you as you step out. I declare it upon you, on your ministry, on your business, on your household, on everything that pertains to you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.